USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The day after President Donald Trump's election in November of 2016, the American Civil Liberties Union posted a message to him on their website saying, "See you in court." The president hasn't personally squared off against the ACLU from the witness stand, but the broader warning has happened. As of this week, the ACLU has filed nearly 400 lawsuits and other legal actions against the Trump administration. It prevailed in a U.S. Supreme Court case blocking the administration from placing citizenship questions on the 2020 census. It also spearheaded legal efforts that curtailed the policy of separating many migrant children from their parents. Of the lawsuits, 174 have dealt with immigrant rights, targeting the family separation policy, detention and deportation practices, and the administration's repeated attempts to make it harder to seek asylum at the U.S.-Mexican border. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wade Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The coronavirus continues worldwide as South Africa is reporting more than 8,300 new confirmed coronavirus cases as the country with the world's fifth largest caseload is now approaching 10,000 deaths. The new health ministry figures push the total cases in the African continent past the 1 million mark. South Africa's COVID-19 deaths are now at 9,298, with more than 400 additional deaths reported in the last 2 days. Montana Governor Steve Bullock says counties will be permitted to hold all-mail voting in November as a way to limit the spread of coronavirus. The Montana Association of Clerks and Recorders and the Montana Association of Counties urged the governor last month to allow that option. Republicans criticized the Democratic governor's orders, saying voters should have the right to go to the polling places if that's how they choose to cast their ballots. A GOP official said if Montanans are safely able to go to the grocery store and protest, they should be able to safely go to their polling location to vote on Election Day. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
COVID-19 continues to make things tough for America's farmers, and USA's Tim Berg has the story.
According to the Wall Street Journal, more farmers are declaring bankruptcy despite a $7 billion injection from the Department of Agriculture to mitigate losses caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Farmers found themselves at the center of the industry hardest hit by the crisis as the pandemic slashed commodity values and closed markets around the globe. By the numbers, 8% more farmers filed for bankruptcy in the 12-month period ending June 30th than last year. Hog farmers have lost almost $5 billion in potential and actual profits from 2020. That's from data released by the National Pork Producers Council. Ag firms in California could lose as much as $8.6 billion per a study commissioned by the state's Farm Bureau Federation.
Pope Francis appointed new members to the Vatican's Council for the Economy, and six of them are women. The historic move means there are more senior female officials serving the Vatican than ever before. Each of the new appointees have finance backgrounds, as the Pope created the Council for the Economy in 2014 to supervise the economic management and administrative duties of the Vatican institution. Pope Francis has been overseeing efforts to reform Vatican finances and clean up after a series of scandals that have plagued Vatican operations. Listen live anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.